Today's shiur is a Masechet Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Beis. We will begin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid, in the middle of the line, with the words Ve'ein Tzafik Moitzi Midei Vaday. We are in the middle of the sugya of a machloikis, which we learned at the top of the Yomid. Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Itmar, Avodis Kachovish and Ishtabra Me'elel, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Muteris. We know that an Akum is able to mevatel avodah zarah. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is what happens if an onus happened and an avodah zarah in the marshal we gave in yesterday's shir fell off a roof from a strong wind. Everybody knows that it broke by itself and no one else broke it. Is it mutter through this action or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds it's asur, and Rish Lakish holds mutter. The Gemara says it's svaris. Rabbi Yochanan amar asur de holoi bitla. He wasn't mevatlet. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar muteris. Why? Because mistame betulu mevatlala. Meimer amar iu nafshali atzala hu gavra matzala. And Rish Lakish's svar is that we presume that he was mevatlet. Because he says to himself, if this deity cannot protect itself, then it certainly cannot protect me. In the Sefer Seder Yaakov on Masechet Avodah Zarah, he says that HaMachloikis Lein Sparish Hetev. In the Gemara itself, it's not clear in what point Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish, are arguing in. And therefore, many Rishonim and Achronim, including the Chazon Ish, give various pshatim to explain exactly what the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is. However, we saw in yesterday's shir that from Tosis it would seem that the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is in the question of safik moitzi midei vaday or ain safik moitzi midei vaday. And as the Tosis Divra Maskel ve'ain safik, the third last Tosis on the Amid states that we are speaking about safik heter harogel. Whether that is moitzi midei vaday or not, which means a suffix where roiv chances, the presumption is that the person, the goy, was probably mevatel the iser. This is what we would call a ruba delesa kamon. It's not like the case of Teisha Chanuyas, the famous case where you found a piece of meat and there's nine kosher butcher shops in the city in one treif, and you go bust a roiv and you say that the meat is kosher. That's a ruba de issa kamon. That in front of us, in the city, we have nine kosher and one treif. Here we're speaking about a ruba de lesa kamon, meaning that it's something that's not in front of us, but it's in the world. We know, we presume logically, based on Rish Lakish's svara, that most goyim in such a situation would argue to themselves, how can I trust this deity to take care of me if he can't even take care of himself? So that's called Aruba de Lesa Kamon. And Tosfos says that our Gemara is discussing such a roif, and Rish Lakish holds that suffix is moitzi midei vaday. When you have a suffix such as that, for example, in the case that the Gemara was discussing in yesterday's shir, you have shivri avodah zarah. The avodah zarah we know for sure was served as an avodah zarah. There's no suffix about that. That's the vadai. And now you have a suffix. Perhaps the goy was mevatlet, or was he not mevatlet? So there Rish Lakish holds, we go after the roiv, the suffix harogel tells us that moitzi midei vaday, that we can presume mistama betuli mevatla. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a vaday, you can't use presumption, you can't use the suffix harogel, you can't use the roiv, because ein suffix moitzi midei vaday. You know vaday it was served as an avodah zarah. You're not 100% sure that he was mevatlet. You didn't hear him be mevatlet or see him break it. That would indicate that he's being mevatlet. You're presuming based on a ruba delesta kamon, and Rabbi Yochanan says that's not good. And in fact, the halacha is, like Rabbi Yochanan, that ein suffix moitzi midei vaday. We see further from Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskel Safik Oved Kechavim, in the middle of that Tosfos, Tosfos says, The Harab Yoichanan Islay da filu suffik heter haragel ain't a mitzmidei vaday iser. So from that Tosfos, it would seem clearly that this is the nekuda, the way Tosfos learns in the machlokes between Rabbi Yoichanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish held that a suffik haragel is enough to be mitzi midei vaday, and therefore not only by shivrei tzlamim, where we have a svek sveka, because a tzelem is a suffik whether it was served as an avodah zara or not. And then you have another suffik, even if it was served as an avodah zara, perhaps the goy was mevatlet. Not only in a case of svek sveka of shivrei tzlamim, but even by shivrei avodah zara, where you only have one suffik, but in that suffik itself, there is a presumption that the goy mistama was mevatlet, that's enough to be moitzi from the vaday. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees on this point and holds, no, that a suffik haragel is not moitzi midei vaday. This would seem, according to Tosfos, how Tosfos learned the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now, the obvious question is, why, what is Rabbi Yochanan's svar that roiv shouldn't work? And in fact, here we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that roiv doesn't work. What's the svar? We always go after roiv. So in discussing this with a Talmud Chacham in Munsi, he suggested, based on Rishonim in Masechta Pesachim, that the roiv here is considered a weak roiv. However, perhaps in Tosfos one can say it, but in the Ritva one can certainly not say it, because the Ritva, I suggested to that Talmud Chacham, says, besides the word suffik heter haragel, the Ritva adds the words vikarav levadai, that it's almost avadai. If you say something is almost avadai, it means it's 99.9%. It's karav levadai. That's not a roiv garua. That's a starker roiv. So why does Rabbi Yochanan hold you don't go after that roiv? He said, there must be a mistake in the Ritva. Look up in the Ritva, Moistler of Cook. I looked up in the Moistler of Cook Ritva, and there I found in the Haggah that he says, not only does the Ritva say this, but in fact, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rimi Paris, all these Rishonim are of the same opinion that it's Karav Levadai. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan says that we don't go after this roiv, this strong roiv, korv levadai. It's almost 100%, and that's how we paskin. The question comes back, why don't we go after roiv? I discussed this question with Harava Goin, Rav Moshe Brown Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva of Far Rockaway, and the Rav of the Agudas Yisrael in West Lawrence, and he told me that he has a svara written in his sefer, Mishber Yam. If anybody wants to look it up, it's on Amud Kuf Tzadik Gimel in Ha'aris B'inyanei Chazaka Siman Samach Zayin. And I quote, here is the reason why we don't go after Rov. The shiny hecha sheyesh reyes alachar hasafik, mehecha deleka reyes aklal. If there is a reyes, if there is some reason why we can doubt that the situation has changed from its previous status, then we can go into chazakas and roiv, and we know the rule that if roiv goes against the chazaka, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. But, and I quote, aval hecha deleka makam suffik bat smusoy, there is no suffik in itself. Ein b'yecholus haroiv lahoilir asuffik, the roiv cannot create the suffik, the gamla hachria es hasuffik mikoyach atzmai ushenezel basar ruba. What Rav Brown is saying is that in our Gemara, if we tzushtel this word to our Gemara, we have a vade avodah zara here. And now it's broken. It nishtabra me'eleha. So we, on its own merits, we would say it's still an avodah zara. It's in a broken avodah zara. What makes us think that perhaps this situation has changed? Because there's a ruba delesta come on. There's a rove in the world that mistame betulim avatale, because he says inafshale atzlahu gavra matzla. That rove itself is creating the doubt that we have. And then you want to say that not only can the roiv create the doubt, but the roiv should paskin and tell us that this doubt has to go like the roiv, that it's mutter, that the goy would be mevatla, that a roiv can't do. When can a roiv work, for example, the case of we quoted before, tisha chanuyos that sell kosher, and one sells treif. You found a piece of meat. When you found that piece of meat, immediately there's a suffix. Is the meat kosher or is it not kosher? There's no vadai previous status. There's no cheskes iser from before. There's an immediate doubt. So there's an independent suffix. On an independent suffix, a roiv can paskin that mistamitz kosher going after rov of the butcher shops in the city that are kosher, the nine that are kosher. However, in our Gemara, independently, I have no suffix. It's a vadai that it is avodah zarah. What makes you create the suffix? The very roiv that says that mistami was mevatlet, and therefore you start thinking maybe the vadai has a reis in it. And then you want to tell me, based on that very roiv that's creating our whole suspicion that the status has changed, we should go after that rove. That rove can't do. Rove cannot create the suffix and at the same time be machriya the suffix. If you have an independent reyesa in the chazaka, you have an independent reyesa in the vadai, then the rove could be machriya. And based on this svara, it would come out l'char very well. What the Gemara told us, that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, there's a big difference between Shivrei Tzlamim or Shivrei Avodah Zarah. Because by Shivrei Tzlamim, I have a Svek Sveka. And we know that many Rishonim hold, why is Svek Sveka Mutter? Because of Rov. So why is this Rov of Svek Sveka different than the Rov when there's only one Suffolk? There's still a Rov. So the answer is very good. That by Suffolk, by Tzlamim, There's two svekas. So the first suffix already is, did you serve the Avodah Zarah or did you not serve the Avodah Zarah? So I already have a reis, an independent reis. So when the second suffix comes along and makes it now into roiv chances that there is no Avodah Zarah here, because maybe he didn't serve it. And even if he served it, maybe he was mevatlet. Then roiv can work, because I already have an existing suffix. Ma'ashi Yankin, where it's a vadei avodah zarah, I know for sure he served the avodah zarah. And now what is the roiv doing? The roiv wants to create a suffix and at the same time be machriya the suffix. That a roiv can't do. So this is a beautiful svara to explain why here by Shivrei Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan holds, ain't suffik ma'isu b'divadei, we will not go basar roiv. By Svek Sveka, we will go basar roiv. And why here we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, even though b'chol atar kula we hold of roiv, here where the roiv is creating the suffik, and I don't have a reyes without the roiv, we will not go basar roiv. And now we are able to begin the last two lines of our Amud ve'ein safik mitz b'nei. The Gemara is now asking on this principle that Rabbi Yochanan has stated, that a safik haragul, even where we presume one way, but that cannot be moitzi from the vadai, as we just explained the svara why here we will not go basarayv. Is that fact true? Vatanya, we learned in the Brice not like that. Am Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'shev chasay shel meitzik echa. There's a story with a shivcha of a certain meitzik. Berima, and Rimon's a place. What is a meitzik? Rashi says, Gavra Alma v'Yisrael Hava. He was a very powerful person. He was a bully. Tosfos brings Rashi's trout on this. And then he brings, in the Tosefta, the Girsa is Mosek. Mosek means he is a person who used to press an olive presser. Now, the Meforshim ask, Tosfos Girsa of the Tosefta we understand. Because like we have Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Chazal very often, when they mention a person's name, they mention what trade he had as well. So here we mention this person, we mention his trade. But according to Rashi, where we're speaking about a bully, what is the reason that we're mentioning that he was a bully? L'chaira, in the story that we will proceed to learn, it makes no difference whether he was a bully or not. We will answer this question in a few moments. Continues the Gemara. So this shifra in the city of Rimon, who was a shifra of this bully or this olive presser, shehitila nefel abor. Tosfos tells us that in the Divrei Maskil Leidim Zocher, Pirish regilin lahatul boy nefalim. And so in the Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Shehitila, it says at the end of that Tosfos, kivin shiregilin lahatul boy nefalim. The custom was that if they had a miscarriage, a stillborn child, they would put it, they wouldn't give it a regular burial, they would put it into a pit. So this shifcha was, she placed the nephil in a boar. Ubo koyen, and a koyen came, vehitzis. Bach puts in the word boy. He gazed into, he bent over the pit, the opening of the pit, and he gazed into the pit, laid that to find out, im zachar in the keva. Is this nephil a zachar, or is it in the keva? As Tosfos tells us, in Divrei Maaseh Leida, that shifcha metama beleida, just like a shifcha is mechayev in mechayevus and mitzvahs, so too there are dine tuma with a shifcha. So he, Rashi tells us, Divrei Maaseh Koyen, chacham umoira hayrohave, veneschavin lahoiris la, yeshivas yumeya tuma yumey tara. He was a poisik, he was a moira ro, and he wanted a paskin for her. How many days of tum and tara does she have? Because if it's a zocher, there's 7 days of tum and 33 days of tara. If she had a nekeva, then it's 14 days of tumah and 66 days of tahara. So he wanted to let her know that. Tosfos, on the other hand, Divrei Maaseh Bo Koyen says, Oysa Koyen shoyta haya, dafilu lekroivim enim etamel nefalim. This Kohen didn't know basic Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara, because he should have known, being a Kohen, that he's not allowed to be Metame, even to relatives, if they're Nephilim. They have to be live people, not Nephilim, in order to be Metame. A live person who was Nifter, then the Kohen is Metame. So he was a Kohen Shaita. The Orach Laner, in Masecht Nida, gives two explanations to defend Rashi. Tosfos' question is difficult on Rashi. How could you say he was a poisik? He didn't know the basic halachas. So one teretz that the Orach Laner says is that there's a shaila, just like Reb Shimon holds, that even though there's maga umase tuma by a goy, but there's no oil, according to Reb Shimon, no tumas oil. So when he was bending over here, the question, there now came a question, whether this koyin was tume or not. And we'll see what they paskind in a moment. But it says the Orach Laner that just like Reb Shimon paskins that a koy is not metame boil, so too there are shitas in the Achronim that a shifcha is not metame boil. There's a discussion about this. So Rashi tells us that he was a Talmud Chacham, and he paskind like those shitas that hold that a shifcha has no din oil, just like a goy has no din oil, a shifcha has no din oil as well. So this is the reason why we could say he was a Talmud Chacham, and yet he bent over because there was no tumas oil coming from the nafel of a shifcha. Another pshat that the Orach Laner wants to say is that Rashi and Tosfos are lishitasa. Rashi, who learns that he was a chacham umar ra, so the question is, how could he be metame to a nafel? So on that's why Rashi holds here gavra alma. He holds that the meitzik was a gavra alma. He was a bully, as Tosfos says, an anes means he forced the Kohen to be Metame. He wanted to know how long his Shifcha would be Tomei and Tar, so he forced this Poisik to be Metame himself. Mashiach and Tosfos, who learns that it's not Metzik, but regardless, Musak, which means an olive presser, so Hitaka learns that the Kohen must have been an Amoritz, because there was no reason that nobody forced him to bend over to see this embryo here. So the Rashi and Tosfos goal is shitasim according to the Orach Laner in Nida. Continues the story in the Gemara. Bo ma'aslav nechacham. Now this story came in front of the chacham. The question is the koyin tami or not? V'tiharu, and they were metar the koyin. When the koyin looked in, he couldn't see anything. And if he would have seen something, he would have seen the nafel, then echanami would have been tami. But the Chachamim were able to be Matarim because he didn't see anything. And then they said, Mivnei Shechulda, a weasel, Ubardalus Matsuyin Sham. There's another animal called a Bardalus, which Rashi says is an Apa. An Apa is a kind of leopard, Others say it's a polecat belonging to the weasel family. So Chulda Bartlus go together. Chulda is a weasel. Bartlus is a different kind of weasel, a polecat. And others say that a Bartlus is a hyena. Anyway, these animals were in that vicinity of that boar. And they dragged or they ate the Nephil. And that's why the Kohen didn't see anything. So by the time he bent over, there was no Nephil there anymore. Says the Gemara, what is this case? We know that she threw in a Nephil. And now, the question is, at the moment that the Kohen bent over, was the Nephil there or not? Perhaps at that moment it was still there, and at that moment the animal took it out, or perhaps he couldn't see clearly, it was still there, except he couldn't tell that the Nephil was lying there. So we have many svekas here. Suffolk Arua comes out, it's a Suffolk. Did the animal drag away the Nephil? Suffolk like Arua. Or perhaps he did not drag it away. So it's a Suffolk. Ukasi Suffolk and White Spadevade. So even if you'll tell me it's probable that in the vicinity of animals, if they smell that there's any meat there, they will take away the Nephil, but it's a Suffolk Arugal. And Suffolk Arugal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not Moitzi Midei Vadai. And so the Gemara, Loi Tema Hitila Nephil Labor, don't say she threw in a Nephil Labor, La Ema Hitila Kimin Nephil Labor. She actually threw in a membrane that was filled with air. And we're not sure if there was a Nephil in that sack. So the Gemara says, how could you give such an answer? V'oleidim zacharim nekeva hutani. We learned that he bent over to see whether it was a zachar and a keva. It doesn't say whether he bent over to see whether there was a nephil there or not. He wanted to see, he knew there's a nephil there, he wanted to see it's a zachar and a keva. And for the Gemara, hachi kamar, he really had two doubts. Leidim ruachi pilim nephil hitila. He first had a question, did she throw in this membrane filled with air? And if so, she won't be tame at all. Or maybe Nephil Itila, she put in a Nephil. The Intim Salim Nephil Itila. And if in fact she threw in a Nephil, laid them Zacharim the Keva. Then the Kohen had to find out how long would be her Yumei Tahara, Yumei Tuma. Was it a Zachar or was it a Keva? So that's one teretz on the Kasha against Rabbi Yochanan, because it comes out that it'll be mutter here mitam svek svek, because now we have a suffix, was it a nephil or was it nothing? And if it was nothing, the coin wouldn't become tame. And even if it was a nephil, and we should say that the coin would become tame, but then we say perhaps the animal dragged it away or ate it up, and Mimela he's mutter because of a Sveksveka, and that's why they were Matarim, and Rabbi Yochanan is mighty that Sveksveka works, Mitam Roif. The Iboy is saying, Makivin Shechuldu, Bartlus Matsurin Sham Vadi Garua, or we can give another Teretz. You said it's a Vadai that she threw in a Nephil. That's true. We don't have a doubt whether it was Ruach. We know she threw in a Nephil. But we have another Vadai, because the fact that there is a Chuld and a Bartlus there, it's considered not a Korvel of Vadai, not a Suffolk Harugel, not Roiv, but rather we consider it so strong that we consider, just like it's Vadai she threw in a Nephil, it's Vadai that the animal dragged it away or ate it up, and by when he bent over, there was nothing there to be Metamehim. Memela, we have no Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Esve asked the Gemara from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Matzah Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regel, Harei Elu Aserim, if he found the form of a hand or a foot. So then these are also to have an offra mipnei sheki yotzu ben nevad, because similar to this, we find that goyim used to worship hands and feet alone. Amai, according to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is asking Akasha Rish Lakish, hashvarim ninu, these are shvarim. And why don't we say that where it's nishtaber me'alea, the goy will say, if it can't protect itself, how could it protect me? Here you have a hand of a avodah zarah. It got broken, so it's not going to protect me either. Therefore, it should be mutter. According to you, Rish Lakish, nishtaber me'alea should be mutter. Answers the Gemara, Tirgum HaShmuel, we already had a mem alpha mebeis, bo'im demal besisan, that they're standing on their pedestal, and we had a machlokes there, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learned that it's a piece of an avodah zarah, but then they took that piece and they put it on a pedestal. So we see that they're serving the piece on the pedestal. And Tosfos learned that l'chatchila, the bottom of the hand or the bottom of the foot, were made wide. And therefore, this indicated that l'chatchila, they were serving, it wasn't a piece from a bigger avodah zarah, but rather they were serving the hand and foot itself. That's why it was wide on the bottom, that you'd be able to stand on its bottom, on the wide bottom. And therefore, that's what it says in the Mishnah, Shekiyotzu Behenevat, because this is a thing that we find that people serve. So l'chatchila, it wasn't a piece, according to Tosfos, from a big idol, but rather the hand and foot itself were being served. According to Rashi, it was reattached to a pedestal to show that they were still worshiping it on the pedestal, even though it broke off from an original Avodah Zarah. Esvei, we're asking now from a Mishnah, which we learned further in Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. As Rashi explains, you can have two goyim. One serves the poor, and one serves the Markolis. We'll see more about this later in the Gemara, that a Markolis was a heap of stones that they used to serve by throwing stones at the heap. So even though one goy is serving a Pa'or, one serving a Markolis, each one can be mevatel the other one. And the Gemara further on Daf Nun Beis learns from Psukim, how do we know that Oyv Kuchavim can be mevatel an Avodah Zorah? A Jew cannot be mevatel Avodah Zorah, but a goy could. The Yisrael ain't a mevatel avodas chacham shel oivik chacham. A Jew cannot be mevatel. Not only can he be mevatel his own avodas zor if he's serving one, but he cannot be mevatel the avodas zor of a goy either. Ask the Gemara according to Rish Lakish. Amai tehevi ke avodas chacham shel shaber meileo. Ain't a chanami. It can't be bottled because of what the yid is doing. The yid has no power to be mevatel avodas zor, but it should be bottled because according to Rish Lakish, If the goy says to himself, if it can't protect itself, it can't protect me. So not, forget about the Jews being mevatel. He can't. But the goy himself will be mevatel, according to Rish Lakish. So why is the din that a Yisrael cannot be mevatel? The bittel of Yisrael Shev, if he breaks the Avodah Zorah, it should help, because the goy himself is going to stop serving this Avodah Zorah. Amar Abaye, it's speaking about Shepichsa, that he did not break off a piece, which then you'd have a good kasha. It shouldn't be worse than Nishbar Me'elah. But rather, he smashed it. He dented it. But there was nothing missing from the Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, so what? The Chipichsa Mayhavi Vatnan. We learned further, as the Masar Shas points out on a Mishnah in Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, that Pichsa Afal Pishalei Chosra Betela. That there are different ways to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. One is to break off a piece and one is to dent it, smashing it in, even though nothing's missing. That's also considered a way of being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference if the Yid smashed it in? Answers the Gemara, you know, and smashing in his Mevatel, Hani Mili the Pichsa of Oivet Kechavim. That's if the Oivet Kechavim did it, because by doing that, he's showing that he's being Mevaza, as Rashi says, his Avodah Zarah, because if he would serve the Avodah Zarah, he would never do that to his Avodah Zarah. So by smashing in the Avodah Zarah, he's showing that he's Mevatlet. Avol Pichsa Yisrael, Loi Batla. But if the Jew smashed it in, if the Jew broke it, so then the goy says, if it can't protect itself, it can't protect me, I'm not serving it anymore. But, says, explains Rashi, if the yid smashed it in, but it's still whole, so then the goy rationalizes himself that Avodah Zarah didn't mind being smashed in. He was moichel on his covet, but he's still whole, so I'm still going to serve him as an Avodah Zarah. So Abaye holds by Pichsa, it's not going to remain a case of Nishbar Me'aleh, which the goy would be mevatel. V'Rava Amar, Rava says no. Lo'alam t'pichsi Yisrael nami batla. If the Jew smashed it in, just like if he breaks it, according to Rish Lakish, it's considered not worse than Nishbar Me'aleh, and the goy would be mevatlet. So too, if the Jew smashed it in, the goy would be mevatlet. That's what we're looking at it from a din d'oraisa. But here it's midrabbanan. Whenever a yid does it, it never works. Alexera dilma magbalah. Maybe the Jew will pick it up. He'll be coined from hefker, as Rashi says, and you can be coined from hefker through a mitzi. You can be coined through agbah. V'hoder mevatelah. And then the Jew, after he was coined, after it becomes his from hefker, then the Jew will be mevatelah. V'have avoidus kachavim b'yad Yisrael. It's avoidus kachavim in the hand of Yisrael. V'chol avoidus kachavim b'yad Yisrael. Ain't a betelah oilam. Any avoidus kachavim that's in the hand of a Jew is not bottle forever. And Rashi says it needs geniza, as we learn from the pasuk, v'sam baseser. He has to hide it, it has to be put away, and it's never bottle. So, first of all, the Ritva explains to us, l'chayra, how could the yid be koined, it's isuri ano, he can't be koined isuri ano. The Ritva explains, since by being koined, he's putting it in a worse situation than before, because before it was an avodah zarah that a goy could be mevatel. Now that the yid is going to be koined, he's not able to mevatel it. So for that ability, that the result should be that the yid will, no one, the yid or the goy, no one will ever be able to mevatel this again, we say he is koined from hefker. There's a shaila in the Meforshim when Rashi says the chol dvar hefker kigoy metziyah niknas bagboah. Does Rashi mean that this is only speaking about a case of hefker? What about if a yid bought, he was koined by buying it from a goy? Will we also say that he will not, now the yid will not be able to be mevatlet? That's a question in the Meforshim. And finally, there's a machlokes rishonim when a yid owns a avodah zarah, whether through hefker he was koina, or if it's possible to buy it from a goy to be koina, but he's not serving the avodah zarah. In such a case, when we say that it remains an avodah zarah forever, and the yid cannot be mevatlet, or the goy can also, no one can be mevatlet, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a machlokes rishonim further on daf nun gimel amud beis. Eisvei, the Gemara asks another question. And we're going to now have, besides the question we just had, we're going to have four other questions that are all revolving around the same point, and we'll see later why the Gemara is asking the same questions, and in fact is going to give the same answer on all five questions. Eisvei, Akum Shehevi, Avonim. This is further on Daf Nun Amid Alf. Akim Shehevi Avodah Min Markolus. As we mentioned before, Rashi speaks it out here, that there's a certain Avodah Zarah that serves mercury, and the Chazal Beloshin Gnai called it Markolus. And this is a bund, a heap of a Gal Shel Avonim. And Chol Habo, says Rashi, Zoyrik La Evin, Vihi Avodasa. The service of this Avodah Zarah is to throw rocks at it. So if somebody took a rock from Markolus, the heap of Ben Drachim, and he tiled ways, or Vitar Tiois. Our gears is he tiled, he paved the floor of a theater. And the Rishas says that the gears should be Sartios, highways. The din is Mutoris, because by doing that, he shows that he is being Mevatel de Markolis. He's using it for this secular purpose. That's a ride that he was Mevatel de Avodah Zarah, so now it's Mutter Behano. But the Yisrael, Shehevi Avonim and Amakoilis, Vechipa Ben Drachim Vatartiois, then it's Asurais, because a Yid cannot be Mevatel and Avodah Zarah. The question is, the same question that we had in the case before. Am I to have Avodah Zarah Shehevi Shtabrim Yolao? It should be like an Avodah Zarah, it breaks by itself. By the Yid doing it should be no worse than breaking by itself, and the Goy should be Mevatel, because he says if he can't protect himself, how could he protect me? Hachanami can rabbi. Gemara gives the same answer. The Einachanami midaraisa, you could be, it would be mevatel, because we say the goy probably, we presume that the goy would be mevatel according to Rish Lakish. But there's a gzeira midarabonon that we're afraid that perhaps he picked up the Markolis, says Rashi. He was kind of the Markolis, and then he took some rocks away, and that was mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and then once he's coined it, it would never help what the Yid is Mevatlet, remains forever Usser. Eisvei, I'll ask you a third question. Oiv Gechavim Sheshipa Avodah Gechavim. And the Rishash says that we're speaking about over here a Asherah. And Asherah, as Rashi tells us on the fourth wide line at the bottom, Kol Asherah Elon, who. Every Asherah is an Elon. So it's speaking about a tree. And what did he do? He shaved off chips from the tree. This is what the goy did. Oyved kachavim sheshipa avoidus kachavim litzor choy. He did it for his own purposes, Rashi explains. He needed chips for a bonfire. So he, vishipuyeh mutarm, the avodah zarah, and the chips are mutter. Because by doing that, he shows that this is not a deity to him anymore. It's just a source of chips. He has no respect for his Avodah Zarah. So therefore, by doing this act, he's being mevatled Avodah Zarah, so the Avodah Zarah itself and the chips are mutter. Litzarcha. But what happens if he does it? Rashi says, Liapoisa, that he wants to smooth it out and make it look more beautiful. So he asura. She, the Avodah Zarah, remains asur. Because by doing that, he wasn't being mevatled the Avodah Zarah. He was doing it adarabba. He was doing it to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So it remains asur. He's still serving it. But the chips are mutter because he plans to discard them and he's not going to serve those chips. So they are mutter. But now, v'yisrol, sheshipa avodis kecham, if a yid took chips off this avodah zarah, this ashera, and Rashi says it must be speaking about an avodah zarah of a goy, because if it's an avodah zarah of a yid, then even if a goy would do this, it would never be batel. It remains a surah lo'ilam. So in this case over here, where there's a nafka minna, whether a goy does it where it works, it's batel. And where a yid does it, it doesn't work. It must be speaking about an ashera belonging to a goy. So the goy could be mevatlet, and the Yisrael cannot be mevatlet. And that's why the Bryce continues to say, bein litzorchoi, bein litzorchoi, he yushuv yuel, asurin. By the yid, it doesn't make a difference if he did it for fire, or he did it to make the Avodah Zarah beautiful. No bittul that the yid does works, and therefore everything remains asur. The question is, am I? And the Mefarshim explain, einachan, I understand, bitzorcha, when it's for the Avodah Zarah, then the goy is not mevatel the Avodah Zarah, because the Avodah Zarah is maskim that it should look more beautiful, and this is in no way breaking down the Avodah Zarah. This is for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah, we understand why we don't say it's like nishtaber mi'alel, and the goy is going to be mevatel it, that the Avodah Zarah should become mutter. The question of the Gemara here is on litzor choy, when it's for the yid's benefit, he needs firewood. So why don't we say, by the fact that he's able to take chips from the Avodah Zarah for his own benefit to make a fire, that the goy should rationalize, if it can't protect itself from the yid taking chips from it, how is it going to protect me? And he should be mevatel the whole Avodah Zarah. So amai tevik Avodah Zarah mishtabim rileh, should be mutter. Hachanami kidu rava. Again, we're going to give the same teretz as rava. And L'chayra, we're going to have to say, here it's a tree. He can't make Agbah on a tree. L'chayra, he'll have to do a kinyan, which will work. Let's say it's a Shera, which is Hefker. And he'll do a kinyan of Chotzer. He'll do a kinyan, which works with a Karka. And we're afraid that he'll be Kainid, and then he won't be able to Mevatel it Lo'ilam. So therefore, we do not allow it to become Batel, even though according to Rish Lakish, it should be no worse than Nishtabra Me'ela. Eisve, another question. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says, Shoichek V'zoyre L'ruach, and this is a Mishnah further enough, Mem Ches Amid Beis, and we're speaking about a metal of Avodah Zarah. So the Chachamim hold you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. And Yam HaMelech is a place where people don't travel. And that's why we're not worried that anybody else will pick up the Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Yossi says you have another Eitz. You can grind it up and scatter it to the wind. Oy matla liyam, or throw it into the sea. Amar loy, said the Chachamim to Rabbi Yossi, af hi nas zevel. As Rashi explains, your purpose is that you don't want anyone to have hanah from the Avodah Zarah, but by grinding it up and throwing it, scattering it to the wind, it becomes fertilizer and people will have enough from it. So therefore, they prohibit grinding it and scattering it to the wind. The question is, why does it remain usher? If it's all ground up, when the yid ground it up, according to Rish Lakish, we have the same kasha. It should be no worse than Nishtaber Me'aleh, which should become mutter because the goy says if it can't protect itself, how can it protect me? Gemara answers the same answer. We're afraid that the yid will be koinit before he is mevatlet, and then it's not able to be mevatlet lo'olam, and that's why we do not say that it becomes batel when the yid does it, although midaraisa it would be nishtaber mileh, would become batel. Eisve, Rabbi Yossi ben Yisian, Oimer, Matzot Tzuras Darkon, V'Rosh HaChatach, I found the form of a dragon, and we'll see more about this on Amud Beis, of a Darkon, what it is exactly. V'roi shechatech, its head is cut off. Safek goy v'chavim chatech, there's a safek whether the goy cut it off, safek yisrael chatech. There's a safek whether the yid cut it off. So the din is that it is mutter. We say that probably the goy cut it off because we have a svek sveka. Number one, we don't know whether a darkin is not a for sure deity, so we don't know if it was served or not. And even if it was served, maybe a goy did it, so mitam svek sveka, it's mutter. But what happens if vada yisrael chatchai? We know for sure that a yid cut it off. So then the halacha is usser. We don't have a svek svek anymore. And then we say it's usser. Ask the Gemara, am I? Tavikovas chomish shtarim rileo. Same question as we've had in the other four cases, the fifth question. Same question. It should be no worse than the shtarim rileo. According to Rishlag, it should be mutter. Answers the Gemara, hachanami kid a rava. Here also, it's like rava because we're afraid that the yid will be coined at first and then the bittul will not work. So in Rashi, in Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, hachanami kid a rava. As Tosfos, second last Tosfos on the Amud, Tzarchin, Bechol Hani, Tkarlo, Makarlo. The one who had the question five times, don't you get the answer? Pshit, the delish, Nebuchad Rav, you can give the same answer over and over again. Gzeira, Mid Rabbonim, because of Rav, because maybe you'll be coined and then Bittl doesn't help. So we don't let the Bittl go into effect, even though Mid Arise, it should go into effect. Tosfos does not answer the question here in Masecht Avodah Zarah. However, in the notes next to the Tosfos, we see Ayin Heit of Tosfos Shabbos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There, Tosfos does give a teretz and says that the derech of the Shas is to ask many kashas with the hope that perhaps there'll be another teretz. In fact, in our Gemara, each time it's the same teretz. The Yaivitz offers two other terutzim. Either because we have a rule in Shas lahagdul tar ladira, ein echanami, it's the same kash, same teretz, but there's a proliferation of Torah, of new brises, new kashas, and from different sources, even though the teretz is going to be the same, lahagdul tarla adira. And another teretz, he says, is more upshat teretz, that it's not Rabbi Yochanan who was asking all these five kashas on Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish giving the same teretz kidarava, but rather it was five different Amaroyim who were asking on Rish Lakish from five different Mekoyres, and the Mesadre Hashas took all these questions on Rish Lakish's sheet to put them all together, although the teretz to all the kashas is the same one, which is Kidda Rava. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rish Lakish where we cannot give the teretz of Rava. Esve. We're going to ask the kasha from further on Daf Memkes Amud Beis, where there it says Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Lo Yirok Zumaisak Shom, as Rashi brings down, that we're speaking over here about planting vegetables under the shade of an Asherah tree. So the Tanakhama holds that in the summer you're not allowed to do it because the Yirok is gained from the shade of the Asherah. However, in the winter time they do not gain from the shade of Asherah, and in the winter it's mutter. However, Rabbi Yossi says that even in the winter it's usher. Why? Because the foliage falls off the trees in the winter time, and that causes a fertilizer on top of the Yerukas. So Yerukas are benefiting from the Asherah, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it is usher. Question is, when the tree sheds this foliage, am I to have a kavodis kachavim shenishtabra meleo? Why don't we say that the wind is causing it to fall off the tree? So it's nishtabra meleo, according to Rish Lakish, it's no longer avodah zara. So how can we say that it is benefiting from avodah zara? It broke off, the goy's mevatel it. Answers the Gemara. So here we can't give the teretz of Rava because here we're not speaking about where a yid is doing the bittul, and we're going to ask it shouldn't be worse than the shtaber me'alau. Here we're speaking about where a force of nature, where the tree with the wind, the climate, the whole situation of the tree causes it to shed its foliage every winter. So we have this akasha on Rish Lakish, and here we cannot give the teretz of Rava. Answers the Gemara, a different teretz. Shani awesome. The ikra avos kayemis. that here he's not mevatel the foliage because the main avodah zarah is still here, and he did not mevatel the main avodah zarah. So if he wasn't mevatel the main avodah zarah, he's also not mevatel the foliage. As the Gemara, as we turned it off, Mem Beis Amid Beis, we learned before a case that says the opposite. Vashiyufid, when we had the chips, the Iker Avodah Zarah Kayemis, the main Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah is here. And yet, Uktani Litzarchad, that if the Goy took off the chips to make the Avodah Zarah look more beautiful, he Asura Vashiyufid Mutorn. It remains Asur. But the chips are mutter, because those he's going to throw away. So why is it that in that case we say, although the main avodah zarah is usur, he wasn't mevatel that, but he was mevatel the chips. Why don't we say the same thing over here? The main avodah zarah, the asherah, remains usur, but the foliage, which is falling off the tree, on that he's mevatel. What's the difference between the two cases? So we have the Gemara, Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Amar, and the Masechta Shas says that the Girsa should be Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Lefi She'ein Avodas Rechavim B'Teila Derech Kedi Losa. Because since in the wintertime, this is the normal way of nature, that the tree sheds its leaves and foliage, and it falls to the ground. And in fact, the Goy is happy that his Avodah Zarah, the Asherah, is going to grow more robust by getting rid of all this, these parts of the tree which are no longer useful. So he gets a benefit out of it. So he wants it. So therefore, he's not mevatel anything. He's not mevatel the Asherah, and he's not mevatel what falls from the Asherah. This is all for the benefit of the Asherah. Ma'ashi Yankin, when he's taking chips, Einachanami, it's a tzorcha to beautify the Avodah Zarah, but there he's doing an action to get rid of the parts of the wood, of the bark of the tree, which are not smooth, and he's beautifying the Asherah. Memel over there, he has bekavana that he's going to discard the pieces, and that he is not oivet, and therefore in that case it is mutter, and in our case it is Usr. Aser, Rav Shimon ben Lachish, Rav Yochanan. Until now, we had many questions from Rav Yochanan against Rav Shimon ben Lachish. Now, we're going to have a kasha from Rav Lachish against Rav Yochanan. We learned, Kain Shabarosha Ilan Shel Hegdish. We have a nest on the top of a tree of Hegdish. Loi Nenin V'loi Moilin. So Rashi explains, wherever it says Loi Nenin V'loi Moilin, means it's Usr mid Rabbanin. You can't have a no, but there is no Me'ila Midaraisa. And as we're going to learn this Gemara, we're going to find out why it is mutter midaraisa, but yet it's usur midarabbanan. Beroisha shel ashera. What happens if this nest is on the top of an ashera? So yat is bekana. There he should take a stick, knock off the nest, and as the Gemara is thinking now, he's going to have hanoah from the twigs which the bird used to make the nest. He's going to put it into a fire, and he can have hanoah from that. So, kos sal kedatach, the Gemara's hava mina was kigoin sheshavra mimenu eitzim v'kinsa ben, that the bird broke pieces from the tree, and it made a nest from those twigs from the tree. It made a nest. So the twigs came from the Hegdish tree, and it came from the Asherah tree. Uktani yates bekana. And in the case of the Asherah, in the case of the Avodah Zarah, we learned that he can just knock it off. He's, as Rashi explains, he's not allowed to go up on the tree, climb up on the tree, because then he's having a nor from the tree itself. He's having a nor from the Asherah itself. That's usur. But he is allowed to knock it off with a stick, and then he's allowed to use the twigs which the bird used to make the nest. So why? Says Rish Lakish, that's a riot to me, because that blibes nishtabra me'elel. What the bird did is like when a wind does it, when an accident happens, it happened by itself. It's considered, it's not man-made. So therefore, it's like nishtabra me'elel. So we see that from an avodah zarah and an asherah, nishtabra me'elel, it's mutter to have hanoah, because we say the goy is mevatel that avodah zarah. So the Gemara answers, Hachmai Skin, according to Icy, Eitzim Me Alma Vekinsabad. No, it's speaking about he brought wood, not from the tree, but he brought from elsewhere wood, and he made a nest from it. Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya. Diktani, let's see about the resha. Gabi Hegdish, Loi Nainin, Loi Moilin. It's Osman Rabbanin, but there's no Isser Deraisa, there's no Korban Me'ila for having Hanoah from the tree of Hegdish. So E Amrit Bishlamid, and we sang the resha and the Sefer in the same case. So E Amrit Bishlamid, the Icy Eitzim Alma, if it's speaking about that, that he brought wood, the bird brought wood from elsewhere. Hainu Diktani, Gabi Hegdish, Loi Nainin, Loi Moilin. Then we understand why by Hegdish it's Loi Nen of Loi Moilin. Why? Loi Nen of Midrabbanan. You're not allowed to have a Noam Midrabbanan of Loi Moilin Midrabbanan, the whole Lekadishi. These are not holy, therefore there's no Milu Midrabbanan because he brought the twigs from elsewhere. So they're not part of the Hegdish tree in the Reisha. I, why it's us Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan were afraid that if I'm going to let someone have a Noah from the twigs which were brought from elsewhere, but which are on top of the Hegdish tree, then he'll come to have Hanoah from the Hegdish tree itself, and then he will be over Mila. So the Rabbanan already ushered the twigs that were brought from elsewhere. Then I have a very good pshat. Eli'i amat sheshavra eitzim mimenu. But if you're going to say that he took the wood from the Asherah tree itself, or from the Hegdish tree itself, it won't work out in the case of the Hegdish tree. Why? And made a nest from the Hegdish tree itself. So why is there in fact no Milu Midrashah? They're Kadosh. How can the person take the nest and use the twigs for firewood? It's Kadosh. It's part of the tree and it's Milu. So Mele must be, he's taking the wood from someplace else. So now it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Rish Lakish, not only is this a riot to you, Fakir, it's a riot to me. Because according to you, that the wood came from the Asherah itself. And why is it Mutter Nishtabra Me'elea? So how do you explain by Hegdish? Why is the din it's only Asim Rabbanan? It should be Asim Deraisa. But according to me, it's a beautiful pshat. It came from someplace else. So that's why it's not Hegdish. It's Asim Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rabbanan were afraid I'm going to use the Hegdish. Masha Ankin by Asherah, the Rabbanan did not Asir it. Because the Rabbanan knew that people stay away from Avodah Zorah. Bedilamine, Rashi says. So if they're Bedilamine, there was no reason for the Chacham to make a Gzeira on Asherah. The only place they made a Gzeira is on the Hegdish. So according to me, I have a beautiful pshat. So Rabbi Yochanan is turning the tables on Rish Lakish and saying, Fakir, from what you brought Akasha to me is really Akasha on you. So on that, Rish Lakish answers, Midi Iria, is that a Raya? What you're saying? No, here we're speaking about, it's from the tree itself, but it's speaking about that these are twigs, the ones that the bird used grew after the person originally made it Hegdish, the kasavar ain me'ila b'gidulin. And he's of the opinion that if a person makes Hegdish, he's only making the tree Hegdish. But any aftergrowth that comes after the time that he made it Hegdish, there is no din me'ila. So me'ila explains Rashi that the Rabbanan asserd because you might come on to the tree itself by Hegdish, and by Asherah the Rabbanan did not asur because it comes out that it's speaking about, according to Rish Lakish, it's speaking about from the tree itself. And why is it mutter? Because Nishtaber Me'alein is mutter, because he was mevatel the Avodah Zorah. That's why it's mutter. So it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan has a pshat in this brisa, and Rish Lakish has a pshat in this brisa. It won't be a raya to Rish Lakish, and it won't be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Each one has a different pshat. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Avuah am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avuah, in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Rabbi Yochanan himself wanted to give a different teretz. As Rashi says, he didn't want to say the teretz, which is a doichik, that the bird brought wood from someplace else. Rather, it is wood from the tree itself. But when it's said that he knocks off the nest and uses and uses it. He's not using the twigs. Einachanami, the twigs, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would be usser, because Neshtaber Mila is usser. Mayat is Yatz Befroichen. He's allowed to knock off the nest and take the Afroichen from the nest. The Afroichen are not considered part of the Asherah, and therefore he's allowed to have a Noah from the Afroichen. So Rashi explains that really what it comes out as is that in this Brisa, we are saying two halachas. The first halacha is speaking about gidulin, that it after growth. And the halacha is that midrabbanan, the aftergrowth is usher. Although ain me'ila b'gidulin, midrais there is no me'ila, the rabbanan still ushered. And Rashi says that gidulin, aftergrowth, will be usher by an asherah. In fact, by an asherah, the halacha is that even if someone made gidulin of a tree into an asherah, it does become an asherah. In other words, the main part of the tree, the trunk of the tree, is not an asherah. And he just says whatever grows from now on should be an asherah. The halach is it does get a din of avodah zarah asherah. So certainly if the tree itself is an asherah, so kal v'chomer that the aftergrowth certainly becomes an asherah. So therefore it comes out that the first halacha, that even though ein me'ila b'gidulin mid'oraisa, but the rabbanon prohibited the gidulin mid'rabbanon, and also that halach of aftergrowth would apply to an asherah that had aftergrowth, that it would be usher. So really that halacha goes for both. Then we had a second halacha concerning asherah, which is speaking about the birds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that what can you have a noah from the birds? And really Rashi says the din of birds applies to Hegdish as well, that the rabbanon only ushered the gidulin, but the Rabbanan did not aser the Afroichen. The Afroichen, which have no shachas to the tree, they remain mutter, and there is no din hegdish, even mit a Rabbanan on them. So Rashi points out that really these two halachas apply both to hegdish and to asherah. And really, it could have been written one halacha applying to both dinim. It could have said a halacha of gidulin is usher both by hegdish and asherah. It could have said that the halacha of afroichem is mutter both by hegdish and by asherah. The reason the Tana didn't do that is because the part of me'ila v'loy moyalin, that part of course only fits the hegdish, and that's why he didn't make it into one big case with two examples. So rather he learned the first halacha by Hegdish, and he learned the second halacha by Asherah, although the dinim applied to both Hegdish and to Asherah, as we explained. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi, Bar Tachlafa, Azbulach, Befroich, and Kam v'Kamatar. I'll explain you the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan, that by Afroich and its mutter, both by Asherah and by Hegdish, as Rashi explains, because the Afroich do not need the tree anymore, so they're not considered part of the tree. Bebeim Kam v'Kanasern, but by eggs, both in the Hegdish and in the Asherah, they will be usher, as Rashi says, because they need the tree, and therefore they're considered part of the tree. Or as Derivet says, they're considered gedulin to the tree. Or as Toysus in Devar Maskil Bebeim says, because there they were geyser, that maybe he's going to go up the tree because he's afraid they're going to fall down and the eggs are going to break, and therefore kan v'kan asurid. Rashi told us earlier that the reason it tells us this halacha by Asherah, that the Afroichim are mutter, that we are not geyser, that maybe he's going to use the tree and go up. However, by Bayim, where he's afraid they're going to break, there in fact we are geyser, says Tosis, that maybe he'll use the tree itself, because if he's going to knock it off with a stick, he's afraid the eggs will break. And the last halacha here is Amar Ravashi, Afroichen shetzrichen liman kebeim domi, that eggs that need the mother, they're very small and they can't fly by themselves, they're considered like eggs, and therefore, like Tosfos says, that again, the Rabbanan were afraid that he would go up on the tree, wouldn't knock it off with a stick, and therefore there they are considered like eggs, and therefore in both places there will be usher. Exera, maybe he'll use the Asher itself and have enough from the Asher itself, and therefore the Rabbanan prohibited. Lahaloch in this large machlokes that we had here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Nishtaber Me'alau, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Nishtaber Me'alau is Osir. Now, Tosfos Shita, we had not only by Nishtaber Me'alau, but we had Shivrei Avodah Zarah, that Shmuel on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, paskin that it is Mutter. And Tosfos equates the two halachas, that Shivrei Avodah Zarah, where you found broken piece of Avodah Zarah, not that you saw it breaking by itself, that Tosfos says that Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. Shivrei Avodah Zarah that you find are mutter because a goy could have broken it, or it could be Nishtaber Me'alau, which Reish Lakish holds as mutter. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and that ain't Safek Maitzvah Nevadai by Nishtaber Me'alau, who adin, according to Tosfos, we will not paskin like Shmuel that Shivrei Avodah Zarah is mutter. However, the Rosh and the Rif are machalic, and they paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Nishtaber Me'alau is Osir, and Shivrei Avodah Zarah they paskin is mutter. The next Mishnah continues with items that are considered Avodah Zarah, which the Chachamim prohibited, and you can't have anah from them. Hamoitzi kelim v'aleim tzuris chama, tzuris levona, tzuris drakoid. If somebody found kelim and on them is a figure of a sun or a moon or a dragon, Rashi further down in the Gemara, around five lines before it gets wide, the Masoret HaShas says that this Rashi belongs in the Mishnah. It says, drakoin is doima l'nochesh, it's serpent, it's like a serpent, like a snake. And others say that it is a dragon. So Rashi in the Mishnah says that Tzuris Chama means mazel chama. It's there's a drawing on a keli, which is part of the constellations, a celestial drawing of a keli, which the Maram explains from the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, that it doesn't mean that there's a round circle depicting the sun, but rather it means they used to have a certain image which represented the sun, which was a king with a crown riding in a chariot. And the Levana had a similar design which depicted the Levana. And Rashi says that our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, because according to Reb Meir in the last Mishnah, every kolat slav masurim, so all these things would be osur. So it must be going like the Rabbanan, that even though the Rabbanan said in the last Mishnah that you have to be holding in your hand a sphere or a bird or a stick, which shows dominion, however, the Chachamim are being mechadish that these items listed in our Mishnah on the kelim are also usher. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that this can be going like Reb Meir also, because Reb Meir made a condition that it had to be andarti. It had to be a statue made for a king. It had to be at the entrance to the city. There are all kinds of conditions. So even according to Reb Meir, if you don't have those conditions, normally it would be mutter. And our Mishnah is mechadish that even according to Reb Meir, these particular items are usher. And Tosfos says not only is it usher as a drawing on a keli, it'll be also usher as a statue by itself. Tosfos in Divrei Amas Hamoitzi Kelim De'Aleihem Tzuris Drakoin says that. However, the Maram says pshat in Rashi, and the Chartis would answer Tosfos Kasha, that Rashi meant to say as follows, that there's two kinds of Avodah Zarah we're discussing. In the previous Mishnayos, we were speaking about statues. Here we're speaking about drawings. So just like by statues, the Rabbanan said only select statues that shows chashivas and dominion, such as those holding a stick, bird, or sphere, are usher, so too. When we're speaking about designs on a keli, which represent the sun, the moon, or the dragon, so it's only the Rabbanan who hold that there's particular ones. Rab Meir, who holds that if one is usher, all are usher, so when it comes to our Mishnah, which is not speaking about statues, we're not talking about Andrate Shel Malachim that Tosfos mentions, but rather we're speaking about designs on, representations on a keli, Rab Meir would hold all are usher. The Rabban who are selective would hold only these that show tremendous Chashivas are usher. So says the Maram Pshat and Rashi. L'chayrid, I would answer Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Continues the Mishnah. You have to throw them into the Yam Melch. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shalav Echbadim, if it's a Mechubadika thing, so then we can assume that they serve it. If it's on a vessel that's used B'derech Kavod, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly which vessels, then they're Asur. And then we say, we take on that these were served as Avodah Zarah. Shalom, but if it's on Kalim, which are used in a derogatory manner, Mutar, and then they are Mutar. The Muki Yosef speaks out that if we know for a fact that they serve the ones on a mevuzakeli, then it's usher to have an offer, but it's avodah zarah. If we know for a fact they did not serve the one on the mechubed keli, then it's mutter. But Amish is speaking that the rabbanon were geizer, they suspected that, they presumed that in these certain situations it would be usher. And our whole Mishnah are Gzeiras of the Chachamim, where they presumed, similar to what we had in the previous Mishnayos, where Rabbanim made Gzeira on certain items that they presumed these were the ones that were being served for Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Lameimra, Delahani Hu Depalchi Lu, Lemidi Achmin Eloi. Are you saying that only these three things mentioned in the Mishnah people used to serve, and that's why if we find it on a Keli, we can make Gzeira that it's Osir because we assume that these were served, even though we don't know for sure that it was an Avodah Zarah? We can assume that these are Avodah Zarah and nothing else. We find that they used to serve everything for a minute. Hashoichet Lashum, the Bach puts in Lashum Horim, Lashum Gvois, mountains and hills, or Lashum Yamim, seas, Lashum Naharis, rivers, Lashum Midbor, a desert, Lashum Chama, the sun, Lashum Levana, the moon, Lashum Karchav Mazalis, the stars and the different mazalim, Lashum Michal Sarah Gadol, or the great Malach Michal, Lashum Shulshul, or a cotton, even a small little worm, whatever you're serving, Harel Zivchei Mesim. Just like a mace, you cannot have an offram, you can't have an offram Avodah Zarah, but we see that they serve even a worm. So how can you say that they only serve these things and we only make Xeira on these things? Om Rabbaya, Mifl HaKol, the Mishkim Palchi, Einachanami. They serve whatever they find, whatever is close by. There's a worm close by, they'll serve the worm. But Mitzara Mifalchi, to make a picture of it on a Keli and serve that as well, no. Hani tlos dechshivit zar lupalklu. These three that are chashiv, they will make a design and serve it. Lemediachrini lenoi ba'amavdulu. They only do it for beauty, and therefore, if you're going to ask this, says Rashi, if the rabbanu would make exer on this also, because maybe it's being served as a avodah zarah, then you will never be able to buy any keli from a goy. It has some design on it. Maybe they're serving that design. So memela, they only left the designs on kelim to the three that are mentioned in our Mishnah. Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumrei Mesnaisa Vitani. Rav Sheshes, Rashi learns that he used to take all the hard brises and he used to put them together in one group, and he would teach it in the Beis Medrash that people should ask kashas and give terutzim and explain these difficult brises. The bottom Taisus says that the Rashbam learns it Miloshin Chaimer, Shekoysher Vekoil Dvorim Harbe Bechal Echad, that he was able to take many separate halachas and bind them together, Kemin Chaimer, and to make it into one beautiful klal. And Taisa says, Venichet Femi Rashi, he likes better the Rashbam's Pshat than Rashi's Pshat of Chumra, of a difficulty. And here are the ones that he learned, that's Negeya, our inyan of Avodah Zarah. And actually, the Gemara is now starting a whole new inyan, not having Hanoah from Isser Avodah Zarah, but making, creating Avodah Zarah, which we'll learn in tomorrow's shir. There is an Isser to make a certain shapes. The Tani. Kol HaMazol is Mutar and Chutz V'Mazol Chama Levana. That all celestial bodies are mutar to make, except the sun and the moon, v'chol ha'partzuv, and all the faces, mutarin, chutz miparts of Adam, except the face of a person, v'chol ha'tzuris mutarin, all shapes are mutar, chutz mitzuris drakon, except for the shape of a dragon, or, as we learned, something that looks like a serpent, a snake, that is prohibited. And amir tshem, in tomorrow's shir, we will elaborate exactly what is the pshat in the brises that we have just learned.